Let's keep talking sports for today's Midday Extra, specifically the new track and field uniforms for this year's Olympic Games. They were recently unveiled by Nike, and the big selling point is that they're expected to shave 0.02 of a second off of 100-meter sprint times compared to the suits in Beijing. So is that investment really worth getting a hair faster?
Here to talk about the new track suits, can we call them track suits, is Paul Hawkman. He's gear and technology editor for the NBC Today Show, and he's covered the last four Olympics. Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So this goes on all the time with all kinds of different Olympic gears. Swimming is one we heard about a lot with the last Olympics. What kind of development process does something like this go through?
First of all, it's ongoing, and it's years. I'd say it's 2,500 years. And ever since the first Olympics in Athens, there has been a fine line between people who are saying they have an unfair advantage and people who are saying, well, what's an unfair advantage? We want to win. The stakes are enormous. So developments since the beginning of the Olympics have been going on in terms of developing technology to help athletes move more quickly and so on. But the stuff we're talking about now, Nike's what they call their pro turbo speed suit for their track team, has been going on actually for probably 15 years in development, but the most recent iteration has been probably just before the Olympics began in Beijing 4 years ago.
Isn't working out a little more or, you know, having the right dinner the night before going to get you a better result than shaving off 1/1000th or 2/1000th of a second on a sprint time by buying this fancy suit?
Well, there's no buying involved. None of the athletes actually have to pay for it. But the short answer is no. Absolutely every single component of an athlete's performance, whether it's the uniform they wear, the shoes on their feet, or their workout and their diet, everything is scrutinized now. It's down literally, you said 2,000ths, it's actually 23,000ths of a second.
Wow.
So 2/100ths plus 3,000ths is shaved off or claimed to be shaved off at its maximum by the new Nike suit. That's actually enormous. 2/100ths separates, in many cases, sometimes two or three sprint athletes if they come across the line. So every single piece of an athlete's performance is scrutinized so carefully by engineers and trainers and so forth that, no, I would say that nothing matters more or less. It all matters.
So these uniforms are also, they're green, quote-unquote, I guess, made from recycled plastic, which it just seems a little gratuitous to me. But what is in it for a company like Nike to put all this time and energy into these suits?
The payoff is that the athletes are performing on arguably the most prominent marketing stage of any event in the world, which is the Olympics. Every little inch of real estate on the athlete's body is coveted by every company out there that makes athletic gear, in part because people who are watching want to emulate their heroes or heroines, but also because everybody's watching, they'll remember the brands. Yes, it is true that many of these technologies don't work out, but I'll tell you what. On the screen of the literally billions of televisions that are displaying the Olympic Games, even if a suit, say a swimsuit, doesn't end up on the podium, if it's on the athlete as they're about to dive in, then an enormous marketing victory has just been had even before the race has begun. So any green message, any fast message, anything that says this provides advantage is something that people who watch are really excited about. So it's certainly not a bad thing for Nike to be associated not only with speed, but with green performance as well.
Well, what do you think we should look out for technology-wise coming up for London 2012?
Lawyers. in other words, what you should be looking for is a lot of athletes and coaches complaining that somebody has an unfair advantage when it comes to some of these suits. I mean, in the last Olympics, Speedo made tons of news because their laser racer suit was called technological doping by the Italian swim coach, who, by the way, was jealous because he didn't have the suits. By the way, it's not uncommon that these things will end up in dispute. So if you're watching the games, watch not only for contoured suits that have dimples on them like golf balls, which Nike's does, new shoes that actually are built like suspension bridges so that they're customized for the athlete but weigh almost nothing. They're made of threads that are stronger than steel. But also conflict is what the sports are all about. Watch for the conflict both on the track and potentially in the courtroom.
Paul Hawkman is gear and technology editor for the NBC Today Show. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.